Hunter Lawrence, hey, we talked at the Jacksonville. You opened some eyes there, and you've been on a roll for a while, and today was phenomenal. I guess for you, that crash in your second moto, you're regretting that, but otherwise, you know, could have been a perfect day.
Yeah, I was lethal. You know, I wanted to kill someone off that second moto. I didn't know about the overall or anything like that. You know, as far as I was concerned, I just threw it away and was frustrated, like, yeah, crazy. Yeah. But yeah, I calmed down a bit, you know, and I'm feeling better now. You know,
yeah, yeah.
MX2 overall, and then Ricky Carmichael Charger Award thing. So cheers to Ricky for that. Appreciate it. And yeah, it's cool, you know, my first nation, so I was having fun and just riding my dirt bike, just doing my best, you know.
I thought Kirk Gibbs in his first moto was really good.
Yes.
You guys were sitting fourth going to the last moto.
I know, that's why I was really fuming, you know, because it could have been a 3-6, I think, and then we would have been for sure on the box going into the last moto, you know, it's a nation, you know, anything can happen. I've been saying it all week and hearing it all week, you know, so, yeah, it's true, anything can happen and anything does happen, so, but congrats to the teams on the podium, you know, they went well, and also to my teammates, you know, we didn't have it easy, or they didn't have it easy in some races, you know, me also, with not a great start in the second one, but, no, I think we all done well, we all gave 100%, and at the end of the day, you just do your best, and the result's what the result is, so.
We saw what happened yesterday. Osborne rode a terrific race to get you. You were probably super pissed, but feels good today to catch him, pass him, you know, take the overall, right?
Yeah, for sure. I watched that last night.
Oh, wow, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, and I was pretty pissed, you know. But, I mean, hats off to the guy. He pretty much got forced to ride outside of America and Europe. You know, he had no offers and worked his butt off and then came back. And now, look at him now.
Great,
what a year he's had. And so I have a lot of respect for him. Super nice guy. And it was awesome to race with him, you know. In a quali race, it was a bit of my mental, I think, that let me down. You know, it's hard not to think when someone like that's behind you. It's always in your head. You're like, oh, what if you beat him, you know? The media, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's difficult, but, it was cool racing with him. Really cool.
I know you answered this up on the podium, but for my listeners, the last month and a half you've been on fire, really opened some eyes. What's changed? What's gone on? What's been different? Is it all just sort of mental, or?
Yes and no. I think like halfway through the season, as I started to come good, I got my first podium in Germany. Then the next weekend was a 4-4, you know, just missed a podium, and it was getting better and better. That's when it was starting to ramp up, and then I had a back injury. You know, my T5 and T6 was compressed, so I was 5 weeks off the bike, and that threw a big spanner into works, you know, and then from there we just started again pretty much.
Yep.
Not completely, but we had a bit of a stagnant start again, and it was just coming better and better, you know, and we just didn't change anything. We just kept doing what I do, and it seems to be all right now. So
what's next for you? You got some time off now?
Yeah, for sure, you know, go back home to Australia and see my mates and family and friends. I haven't seen since I left Australia, so that's going to be awesome.
Right.
And happy to not be injured, so
I can
do what I want on my holidays. So, because being injured on your holidays sucks.
Yeah.
So it's cool. Yeah.
MX2 overall Motocross the Nations winner. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I'm pumped. You know, I didn't realize at first, but even when they told me, I was still so angry at myself. It didn't put any happy emotion into me.
Yeah.
But now it's pretty cool. Yeah. So yeah,
it's cool. Thank you, man.
Cheers, mate.
All right.